Welcome, everybody, to the Paparazzi Podcast. I am Jedi, he is Mark, and on today's fun-filled podcast, Mark crashes the set of The Bachelor, I get dick pics, Shatner takes off in the big blue cock rocket, and much more. But first, as always, we start the podcast with a crack. I'm going to go first. I'm extremely thirsty, as always. I have a collaboration beer today.
Oh, nice.
It's our friends at Stone Brewing and our buddies at the Schutz Brewery as well.
Oh, Dischnies.
The Schutz.
It is a Let's Be Homies Hazy IPA. 7.5%.
Because they are homies.
They are homies.
I don't have a Deschutes on there. All I saw was Stone on the can. So I put the Stone logo up. So all, you guys are the only ones that get the credit on this one.
They're homies. We're homies. Yeah, we're homies. And we like to think that you listeners and viewers are also our homies.
Yes. Yes.
What up, homies?
Nice.
Clean, crisp.
It was, yeah. I mean, no splash, no nothing. It was nothing. Good.
Fast.
Jeez. These guys know how to make a can. And for me, I'm going local. The most local beer here is the El Segundo Brewing Company.
Love them.
And I'm going with what constantly happens in our business is the change of plans.
That's pretty cool.
It's cool, cool little can there. If you can see it, it's just you know, a little umbrella at the beach. It's a pretty cool little can. I've tried this already, and it is phenomenal, but I can't wait to get into it. That's what it sounded like.
It's funny. We had to make a change of plans with this podcast.
Yes.
Because I had to go out of town again, which we'll get into very, very shortly. But we do, and I do, apologize for the lateness of this pod because of me traveling again.
Ah, so good.
That looks, that's a perfect pour as well. You know, I had a lot of reaction to my pouring of the Oktoberfest beer in the last podcast. I had lots of people making fun of me.
Well, I got to say, it was a poor pour.
It was the worst pour of my life.
It was.
My mother called me up laughing as she was watching the episode on YouTube. She couldn't contain herself.
Did she call you FaceTime and show you how to actually pour a beer?
She FaceTimed me and was cracking up.
Yeah, I bet she was.
The pour.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was disgusting.
But you know what? We're moving on.
Yeah.
We're moving on. You know, next time. We'll have you try out a different.
I'm not gonna pour any more beers.
You can redeem yourself.
I'm done.
No, you can redeem yourself. One more time. We're gonna have him do it one more time. Mm. A couple of podcasts from now, and we'll get him some lessons or something.
Yeah. So there we go. Very cool.
Wait, sorry. There's El Segundo right there. Got to bring it up there.
Love El Segundo Brewing Company, just down the street. Friends of the show. So I'll get quickly into my away trip.
Okay.
We were supposed to do the podcast last Tuesday. That's our recording day. We put it off because you had some family shit to take care of.
Yep.
And pick a kid up from sports. So we're like, okay, let's do the podcast Wednesday. At noon on Wednesday, I got a phone call. Jedi, you're going out of town.
Yeah, there needs to be a standard thing every time. You need to do a voice to it and go, Jedi, pack your bags.
Jedi, pack your bags. So I'm like, okay. I get home in 25 minutes, pack my bag in 5 minutes, and I'm at the airport 10 minutes later. Just a quick flight up to Sacramento, an hour-long flight.
Okay.
Then a two-hour drive up to, right through the mountains, up to Sonora, California. Beautiful little town. Yeah, pretty much Snore-aura. But it was for the Zodiac Killer.
Okay.
A crime that has really never been solved. Bad for that. So that's just a little shout out to my buddy Bridgie. Love you, buddy. Miss you. And that was some fun we had 16 years ago with Lohan. What's happened to her, by the way?
I don't know, but she is in. She's a little later on in a little ivory tower for you.
Oh, shut up.
Yes,
love that.
She makes an appearance. Mm. So we will find out.
Love
maybe.
That. Okay.
What she's up to.
Interesting. So let's get on to my week in pictures last week.
All right.
I took some dick pics.
No.
I did.
Don't do that.
I know.
You get in trouble when you do that now, dude.
But people,
not a good idea.
People really love my dick pics. Like, my dick pics go everywhere. Once I send them in, people buy them.
You've got a very nice dick.
I do. I've got a beautiful...
It's kind of an old dick.
It is. It's kind of an old wrinkly one.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah, I ran into my homie, DVD.
Dick. And who is DVD, everybody?
But they had a new lead on, you know, the guy that they thought was the Zodiac Killer. One thing, though, he's dead. He died in 2018, a guy called Gary Post. So we, myself and a reporter, went up to Snorora, and we knocked on his stepson.
Okay.
Who told us to fuck off. We knocked on all his old neighbors, where he used to live and where... well, where he used to live, basically, and they also told us to fuck off.
Okay.
And that was pretty much the job. But the perk of this job was a pizza company called Flappy's.
Okay.
We got up to Sonora very, very late on the first night because traffic was horrific. And this was the only place open after 9 p.m. And they did amazing big slices of pizza. And I had a chicken and waffles pizza.
Really?
Which was fantastic.
Wow. So the pizza dough was waffle?
The pizza dough was pizza, but there was chicken and waffles on the pizza.
Little pieces of waffle. And then what was the glue?
Like freaking syrup.
Syrup. Really?
It was phenomenal.
Wow.
It was so delicious. And also a pizza called Cluck Norris.
Okay.
Which was fantastic as well.
Like Chuck Norris.
Exactly. And also in this tiny little town up in the mountains was a place called The Sportsman. And this is the only bar in California where you can buy a beer and a gun. Yeah. So you go in, have a few beers, get into a dispute with the chap you're sitting next to, buy a beer, and fucking shoot him.
You can't just buy the gun and shoot the person. You could... There's a gun store there, right? It's
an open
bar. They don't just hand you a gun on the counter right there.
The bar is one end with two TVs, and you walk to the restroom. There's a gun case. You can buy guns, ammo, everything.
Wow.
So that was...
Did you buy a gun?
I bought two.
Okay.
And the reporter pissed me off, so I shot him.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so sometimes that happens, those damn reporters. You never know what's
going to
happen.
Yeah. So I wanted to start... we've already been going. But I wanted to start last week with a shout-out to a buddy of mine who passed away last year. It would have been his birthday on the date that we would have done the podcast last week.
Okay.
So I wanted to start off with a story that I did with him. He was in L.A.
Feel free to take control anytime you want.
No, you do. It's fine. It's only a couple of clicks. He came and visited me in L.A. 16 years ago.
Okay.
And on his birthday, we went up for a few beers at a pool hall that used to be across from the Chateau Marmont up on Sunset.
Okay.
So we went up there for a few beers, and then we were driving back to my house to go and get ready for, you know, a night out of fun and festivities. And we're driving down Robertson Boulevard, driving south down Robertson Boulevard, and hey, Bridgie, that's Lindsay Lohan. Oh, no way, mate, that's fucking cool. And no sooner has she passed us than we hear,
shut up.
And she drove her Mercedes right into a worker guy. I think he was a florist or something like that. And she drove right into his minivan.
This is just like a week ago?
This is 16 years ago.
Oh, 16 years
ago. This happened 16 years
ago. When you were with your homie.
Yeah. When I was with my buddy.
Got it.
16 years ago to the day that we were going to be doing this podcast last week. So Lohan goes fizzing past us, crashes into this dude. I pull over, and he's just like sat in the car like, what the fuck's going on? I had all my gear with me. So I'm literally first on the scene. First on the scene, taking pictures of the wreck, and then I start videoing as well. Like, I start filming the guy being taken out on a stretcher, putting into the back of an ambulance, and just all of the aftermath and all of that stuff. So that was amazing. It was fun and games. And I was pretty new to LA. I think I'd been in LA maybe 6 years. My buddy Dick Van Dyke, he was kind of looking ghostly in Malibu with his wife. who wasn't looking as ghostly. But yeah, Dick is, I think he's 96 now, or 95 or 96, and he went to a fitness class.
Oh.
Yeah.
Staying in shape, dude.
He was, yeah.
Looking good right there.
He is. He's looking, it was a 45-minute fitness class.
He looks like he's pissed off that I just said that.
What, yeah, dude? Come on, Dick.
What?
You think you're talking shit? It's all good, Dick.
Yes, relax.
But yeah, he was in his little white shirt with his very dirty and old sneakers. And a nice pair of tracksuit pants.
Jeez, dude. Okay, relax.
It's like he's yelling.
God, you
know? But man. This was quite tricky, you know. It was in an underground parking lot.
Yeah, it's pretty decent for you.
Underground parking lot with an attendant as well, who was like opposite me for the longest time, and he was talking to every single car that came in. So I managed to get in there when he was on the cell phone, and he didn't see me, but I was just waiting.
They're good right there, right? Like in that light right there, once they start entering into the thing, it's a little darker.
Yeah, but they literally had, because Dick's got a blue placard in his car. He's a disabled Dick.
So he's right off.
So they can park right by the elevator.
Okay, that's good.
But I managed to blast off a quick 25, 30 frames within the 10 seconds that it took him to get back to his
car. And he's looking so good.
He looks amazing for his age. Yes. He really does.
He needs to be blasted into space.
Can you imagine?
Is what he needs to be.
How old
is he right now?
He's 95. So he would be the oldest person.
He would beat Shatner.
No, he might be. And we're going to get into that a little bit later on. And Dick is going to, he's going to be in my little game as well. I've got a game at the end.
Okay.
So there you go. Just a short week in pictures for me. But
it'd be funny, Dick riding a dick. Or Dick riding the cock.
Can you imagine that? Dick riding Bezos' cock rocket.
Imagine the headlines.
Stranger things have happened. Stranger things have happened.
Yes.
You never know. We should write to Bezos.
Well, exactly. Well, I could see now Richard Branson, who's also Dick, by the way.
He is. Dickie Branson.
Dick Branson can call up Dick, Dick Pick, DVD. And tell him to go up, and then they can beat Bezos for the oldest person that would get into space.
Yeah.
He would ride his awesome airplane rocket.
Yeah.
And Dick could beat Bezos' cock with the other dick.
That's a lot of cock beating. I think we're done with Dick for a little bit.
That's good.
We'll visit Dick later on.
Yes, definitely. So that's it for your week.
Yeah, well, I took
a couple of weeks, really.
Yeah, I took a picture of an actress as well, an old Brit, an EastEnders actress, Patsy Palmer. Those pictures did jack shit,
okay.
Which was a shame because she was really nice. Because she's not, a huge deal. I didn't even try to hide. I made myself, completely open. Opened my window, blasted her. She waved, gave me the peace sign.
I like me some Patsy Palmer.
Made a silly face.
Yeah.
And then I pulled up a bit further on down the road, jumped out, and just fucking smashed her as she cycled towards me. She was really nice, asked where I was from, asked who I was working for, asked me to make her look really nice. I said, I will, don't worry, I'm very good. And I let her go on a merry way. But it was a nice interaction. It's always nice to have one of those nice chats.
Does she know you by name yet?
Not yet. And she probably won't do because I don't think I'm going to shoot her again because it's...
Yeah,
it's a waste of finger flicks.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah,
don't want to get arthritis in this bad boy.
I know.
Got to save my
sometimes
clicks.
Sometimes it happens.
Got to save the clicks for the dick pics.
Like me, I've just been blasting stuff all over the place lately. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
My week was a little different.
Yeah.
I'm doing the whole production route, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I was actually headed out to a setup. This is a pretty crazy little story here, Jedi. So I was heading out to a setup, right?
Can you say who it was with?
I cannot. Oh, no, I cannot say who it was with.
Can we guess?
And if you want to, guessing, but I will not tell you who it is.
Tom Cruise.
Yes. Boom. Got it.
Very good.
So I was heading out to the setup. I was loading my gear into my car. I checked my camera. I realized my camera was dead. Okay? I came in here, grabbed my charger. Put it in the car, plug my battery in.
Very good.
Okay. On the way out there, I'm looking maybe 10, 15 minutes into it. I look back at the light. The light's blinking a weird color. It's not blinking the normal way. It's blinking like a weird way. So I grab the other battery because there's two batteries in my camera. grab the other battery. I plug that thing in. It's doing the same kind of light, right?
Oh,
shit. I'm rushing up there.
Oh, boy.
Because I only have maybe 20 or 30 minutes to get there. And, I mean, with this setup, I could be there a little bit late. It could be fine. But, I can't be just
You don't
ridiculously
want to keep the subject
late.
Waiting.
And I don't want to just say, okay, I can't come. My camera's dead. So on my way out there, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I need new batteries because these batteries are not working. They're dead. They're done. So I look, on the map. I know where the nearest Sammy's camera is, but I look on the map real quick just to maybe see if there's something that's, a little bit different than Sammy's camera.
Like a Best Buy or something?
Yeah, something that's closer maybe that I don't know. Yeah. So I just look stuff up and I see Sammy's camera, the equipment, the factory in Playa Vista.
Oh, okay.
Right? And I'm already past Playa Vista a little bit, but I call him up and I say, hey, do you guys have batteries? We don't sell equipment. And this is a receptionist that I'm talking to. She's like, let me do something for you. Because I told her I'm on the way to a job. I need a battery, blah, blah, blah. She goes, okay, well, let me transfer you to rentals. Talk to Nick or Bob or whatever it was. And he'll maybe, help you out. So she transferred me over. He gets on the phone. He goes, what do you need? And I go, your receptionist told me that you guys might sell batteries. No, we don't have any batteries for that. And good luck finding one at any Sammy's camera right now because there are no batteries in LA.
What?
Anywhere. They're all stuck on the ships.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Right? Supply chain going crazy. Ship's not unloaded. He's like, good luck finding one. He's like, but I might have some aftermarket batteries that'll fit in the camera. Let me go look real quick. So I just pull over to the side of the road. I'm waiting for him. I actually start heading over there.
Yeah.
Turn around. I start heading that way. Because I'm like, he's going to find me. This guy is just, he's the shit.
Nick right? is on it.
Yeah, Nick, Bob is
Come
on
Come on,
it.
Nick.
Bob, Nick is on it. So I'm driving down there. And he goes, I got 200 of these batteries. They're off-market batteries, but they're $20 a piece.
I'll take one.
I'm like, I'll take two. He's like, where are you? I'm like, turn on the corner to come to you right now. 2 blocks away. He's like, all right. Pull into this driveway, come on in, I'll get them for you. Boom, done, done, and done. Made it up to my setup, all good, done deal. Yeah, should have clicked that on a long time ago.
Yeah.
Sammy's camera, hooking it up for everybody.
Love that.
Moral of the story, always rely on Sammy's camera, everybody. There it is.
I didn't know there was any other Sammy's than the one on Fairfax. I thought it was like a one and only.
No, there's one over on Sepulveda too.
You gotta learn something every day. So what happened with your setup? You've got your gear. Well, the batteries charged already?
The batteries were kind of charged. I charged them anyway on the way up. It took me about 20 minutes to get there. Setup was done. Done and done. And it was good.
Nice.
And it sold. So
very good.
Can't say what it was. Because we can't say what it was.
Yeah, sneaky, sneaky setup.
Exactly.
Brad Pitt.
But it was out there. So after that, went to or got a call from a day rate.
Love a day rate.
Yes, got a call from the Sun.
Love the Sun.
Day rate. Okay, we have this info on the new Bachelor that's about to film, and we have this info on where they're doing their COVID test.
Oh, okay.
So, me being a production guy, I headed up there. I know how it all works.
You are the production guy.
I'm one of the production.
If anybody needs any work on a production, call Mark Karloff.
Call Mark Karloff for sure. Even if you need a setup down there.
1-800 Mark Karloff.
So I went up there, checked the COVID thing. It was not looking like any of the main cast was going to be checking in that COVID. It looked like it was crew COVID only, which brings me to the same thing of, everybody checking in, negative tests, all that stuff we talked about last week. But, So I realized there wasn't anything going on there. So I'm like, okay, great. What am I going to do? Am I going to wait around all day and then go up to the mansion? Because we had the info on the mansion as well. No, I wasn't going to do that. It's too early in the day for that. So I see a nurse popping in one of the vans.
Okay.
Van takes off. I'm like, she's going to wherever they're going. She's going to go do COVID tests
on site,
where they're staying,
on location.
Yeah, I had this feeling, right? So I follow the van, goes about 2 miles down the road, 3 miles down the road, pulls into a nice resort. Oh, I'm like, this is where it's happening. This is what's going on. So she jumps out. She goes into the resort. And I'm just waiting out front of the resort. I start to circle the resort once. And I see her go. I see her walking around inside the resort with the bag.
Oh, so she's done all the COVID tests already.
So she's gone to whoever she's gone to. And she's got a little bag full of tests in there. So I see her come out. I see her jump in the van. And I see her leave. So I'm like, okay, well, she did the COVID test. There's got to be somebody here. And we're looking for, at this point, we're looking for the bachelor.
Right.
Or we're looking for the new host.
Oh, okay. So you're bachelor. Not interested in the girls?
Not. I mean, if you get the girls too, yeah. Cool. You yeah. know? But this wasn't the kind of place that they would be paying for that many girls to be staying. It was a nice resort. So this is either the bachelor or the host or the producers or something like that. So I wait around a little bit longer. I'm just kind of backed into a parking spot, kind of trying to watch as much of the resort as I can in the lobby, because if there is an SUV that's going to come pick them up, I'll see that. And I see what looks like, I was told, is supposed to be the new bachelor.
Okay.
I see him walk out of his room. He's with a group of people, and he walks all the way across the resort over to a restaurant.
And you can see all of this from your position.
Exactly. Well, and he's got a long walk. So I go up and I just blast him a couple of times just in case. I don't know if it's really him or not. And I blast him a couple of times and get this stuff right here.
Clean.
Walking through the resort. And he goes and gets some breakfast. And I send the images in. It's him. Right?
Perfect.
It's him. Boom. New bachelor.
Clayton Eckhart.
Clayton Eckhart, yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
So
were they happy with you? That's exactly what they wanted, right?
They were happy, exactly. And this guy ate his breakfast. He went back. I got a couple of more shots coming back, but it was pretty much done and done. So I was just waiting for the host at that point for the rest of the day. Never saw anybody who resembled the host.
So were these the first pat pics of the guy since it had been announced that it was him being the bachelor? Okay.
Yes.
That's really good then.
Yes. So pretty much day done there. Next day, they send me back because they want to get the bachelor host.
Right.
And at this point, I think they were just releasing who the host was, and it was confirmed that it was him. So I knew what he looked like. I knew who he was. So it's just a matter of waiting for him. So I show up to the resort again because I just have a feeling he's there.
If a bachelor's there, the host's probably staying there as well. And so, if it's a nice resort, then it makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. And they're shooting in the afternoon. So that first day I shot The Bachelor, he went later on and shot the first day of The Bachelor. So this was the second day of shooting, but they're shooting in the afternoon and they're shooting at night. So I pull up there. I'm there maybe like 10, 15 minutes. I'm watching just the front, really, because I don't know where anybody's coming from. And there's a whole bunch of exits. But I see one of the SUVs that I saw the day before carrying the VIP people coming out of one of the back entrances and turning out and just leaving the resort. So I'm like, okay, cool. Going to follow that. I know for sure that it's one of those SUVs.
Yeah.
So I follow it. I'm looking through the tin. I'm kind of seeing it. I see multiple people inside the car. So I'm like, this would be great. Maybe I can get the host and the bachelor. Maybe they're going somewhere together. Yeah. Breakfast, something like that, right? So I follow it down a few miles. They pull into a park, right? Driver gets out, lets him out. It's the bachelor again with one of the guys he was with before.
Yeah.
And he gets out and he just – and this trainer shows up there, meets him there, pulls out all this gear, and it looks like a full-on CrossFit workout that they're setting up. So I'm like, oh, this is great, right?
Holy shit. This looks like a setup.
Yeah. And a shot right here of him running.
So clean.
Yeah. It's good. It was good. It was a bit, you know, kind of crazy to try and get him and stay discreet, but he did everything multiple times. So I got multiple chances to get around doing it, you know.
You cannot ask for a better day at the office than that, really.
No, it was good. It was good. And then I followed him back to the thing, but I was done. I was done after that. Maybe like I gave it like two or three more hours after that to try and find the host. Couldn't do that, and then it was done for the day.
Phenomenal. Great.
So after that, I was heading back into town, cruising through Santa Monica, bumped into friend of the show. First, it was like this, where he just had his shirt on,
yeah,
And I could have sworn he saw me in the beginning of this whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, even if he did see you, he's still going to do his workout. Probably.
Yeah, he's not going to do it. Exactly.
Like, he's probably happy to be. I mean, maybe he like said, "Hey, this guy papped me yesterday. I want to get some frames of me looking fucking like ripped,
right?
So let's go do a workout."
Exactly.
Hopefully he's going to be there again tomorrow.
So he's doing this workout, and I'm like, "Okay, cool. I'm just getting this stuff. I'm just nailing frames." And by the way, this was the day before my camera died. So my camera was dead, actually, when I was doing this. And I had to keep shutting my camera off and turning it back on.
The batteries that you bought weren't working with your camera?
No, these were the batteries. This was the day before the setup.
Fuck.
Okay? So my batteries aren't working. So I had to keep shutting the camera off and turning it back on.
Oh, man.
To get these frames. And I mean, this was my other camera getting the video.
Yeah.
This is the Infiltrator. But, yeah. So I'm getting this stuff, and he's doing this kind of stuff. And I'm like, okay, great. Then he takes his shirt off.
And hello!
Like, boom, this is it. Cool. Got this.
That's the money shot. I mean, look at this stuff. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
He's doing a full workout pretty much right in front of you with his kit off.
Exactly.
Just ripped, pecs bulging.
Yeah. And he's doing these runs. He's running across the field. I mean, look at this stuff right
like
here.
You could
he's
not
just,
ask.
Just boom. You know, just but, boom.
And this is a day rate again, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how fucking happy were the people with you?
Yeah, there we go.
It's ridiculous.
He's running across the field here. And it was just and with waking Bruce up.
Just a sneeze that got the dog going.
Was that a real sneeze?
It was a real sneeze.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
there wasn't even a pre-sneeze on it.
I felt it.
It just like hit you.
Yeah,
he's a hit sneezer.
Give me fucking whiplash.
So this was it for the video and pictures. Yes, they were very happy. It was all good. It was just a little Charlotte McKinnon.
Oh my goodness!
Who'd and she was that? Just parking up in a meter,
wow!
And just looking insane, right?
Yeah,
looking classy as hell, right there.
She's a good-looking gal,
right? And
your pictures of her are always so nice and clean.
Yeah, and so got her there. It sold.
Very good.
And she was looking really good. She was really happy with it. I'm sure because she's always wanting to look really nice and classy out there, you know. And that day I talked to her and I just said, you know, hey, you know, let's just get some nice, good stuff here.
Love that.
And she was willing to just, give up some good stuff.
You should give her the talk and,
try
and get her into doing setup.
She's never looking happy though. That's the thing. It's like every time I make myself known and I'm like, hey, you know, hey, what's up? She's always like,
well, I mean, she's like, oh, this motherfucker. He takes a good picture, but he's a pain in the
ass. Probably, but she needs to just smile sometimes. You know what I mean?
Ask her next
she time. Is living the damn dream. I gotta say, you know.
Yeah, she looks great. I love her. I've seen Charlotte a few times on my trips down to Malibu. She'll drive past me in the opposite direction, just speeding, so I can never get on it. And actually, I think it was on her Instagram last week, but she got pulled over by a cop.
She gets pulled over a lot.
Yeah.
She gets a lot of tickets, yeah.
That'd be a picture, wouldn't it?
Wow. Yeah.
I bet she gets let off quite a few as well.
Probably, yeah. Until she gets the women cops, you know.
And then some of them might let her off.
They might let her off too, yeah, exactly. So it'd be a good question to ask her whenever she wants to
Maybe get some video.
Come on the podcast and talk about it, Charlotte. Yeah.
Well, you never know.
But that was my week. But what do you think? Some news?
Yeah, let's get into the old cock rocket.
Yeah. So Shatner this morning.
Friend of the show. Well, yes. Not friend of the show. I mean, I love Shatner. Shatner's he's a fun one to work. He's 90. And I'm pretty sure I've spoke on the podcast before about working him. And he goes horse riding a lot. Almost every day.
Yeah, you've shot him a few times.
And he doesn't just like, it's not like a nice little canter, I think you'd call it. A nice little canter. It is a full-blown, like his horse is like just absolutely going like,
wow,
like nuts around this track. And like he drives the same way as he rides the horses. He's a mentalist. Like this guy has a need for speed.
Yeah.
So it does not surprise me at all that he wants to, you know, that he rode Bezos's big old dong into space at what, like a gazillion miles an hour today. Does not surprise me in the slightest. He seems to be a bit of an adrenaline junkie. But it's crazy. 90 years old, blasting into space.
Yeah, I mean, if you've seen the inside of these things, right? If you've seen the inside of these things, I thought I had a picture here of it from the inside. But, I mean, they're just laying back
right.
on these, like, seats that are, like, reclined. And they're just chilling inside that
and it,
thing.
It's only an 11-minute ride.
Yeah.
And 3 minutes of that, they're out of the seat flying yeah. around.
So they're getting some G-forces when they go up.
Yeah.
Right? 11 minutes, 10 yeah. minutes. Well, while they're going up, it's probably an epic ride.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're weightless, you get to float around a little bit, and then it's like, oh, get back in your seat, and then you just float down.
Yeah. But it's a big old bang when they get back down to Earth, isn't
well,
it?
Well, you know, when Bezos went up and he came back down, they fired these little rockets right before it hit the ground,
right,
to soften the yeah. the blow of it. I didn't see those on this one,
no.
and I thought it just hit.
Well, it did. I saw it as well. And Shatner even said, like, the simulations were great, and they didn't kind of tell the full story of what was going to happen when they got down. Like, the simulations were like a nice soft landing, but he said this thing was like the doink.
Yeah, because Bezos, I'm telling you, those things didn't fire.
Wow.
The little rockets that just boost right before it hits, they didn't fire. That thing just hit, man. You know, and yeah, it's coming down, you know,
yeah.
with the parachutes and stuff, but it hit hard as yeah. far as it was what I saw. So I don't think the thing's fired, and I wonder if Shatner knew it or if Bezos is going to admit it.
I doubt
that it didn't
I mean,
work.
Jeff's
not gonna but what I want to talk about is the fact that I saw the interview afterwards, right?
Yeah.
And Bezos is standing there in this right here. And he's standing there. I wish I had the video. I couldn't find the video to put it up for us. I would have played it. But so Bezos is going, you know, oh, so how was it? How, you know, what do you think? And Shatner just gets into this, you know, meaning of life.
Yeah.
Full on, you know, description of how he felt in this. And he's blown away. I mean,
yeah.
9 years old. You get a little emotional when you're doing
yeah.
that. And Bezos, like, he gets about 2 minutes into what he's saying. And Bezos turns around to Lauren Sanchez.
Oh, she was there as well?
Yeah, and they're all popping these champagne bottles, or they're pulling out champagne bottles. And he, like, totally ignores Shatner. And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah, give me one of those champagne bottles. Give me one. I want one, or something like that.
Wow.
And he grabs it. He walks away from Shatner, and Shatner's just kind of left there, like,
well, it was funny, okay. Like, Shatner was, you know, he was making a lot of sense for the first, like, minute and a half. And then he turned into, like, a 19-year-old man kind of waffling.
Yeah, exactly.
But the line that got me, like Shatner said, like, it is an experience that he never wants to recover from.
Wants to recover from.
He
yeah,
never,
that was cool.
Like, he never wants to recover from this. It was like the most insane feeling ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I get, you know. It was,
well, and he was like, oh, you know, we've got this atmosphere over us that's like a comforter. It's like a
yeah,
blanket.
Yeah.
That once you've gone out of that blanket and you pulled back that
yeah.
that blanket, it's just black and darkness and death.
Yeah.
And like you don't even know what's up there
it was
or whatever.
Epic. Yeah.
You know. He's like, so it's like we got to protect this thing that we have around us because we take it for granted because we're down here and all we see is blue sky. But once you puncture through that, you're like, there ain't nothing past that, you know?
Bezos is like, shut the fuck up.
I know. Well, that's what he did. He ignored fucking Shatner. He goes and he pops his champagne. He's squirting it all over and Shatner's just waiting. And then Bezos comes back to him and then Shatner gets to finish what he's saying. But it's like, Bezos, just give him a fucking minute, okay? Before you go
Bezos.
Grab your fucking champagne. And plus... You did it the first time. You don't need to crack champagne again.
Yeah.
Or at least let Shatner crack it.
Yeah.
You know? Because he's the one who went up there. You fucking do this all the time now.
Yeah. I mean, Shatner got a freebie as well, didn't he?
And what are we going to do? Crack champagne every time we go to space now? And I'm really getting sick of it, Jedi. I said it last time. I'm going to say it again. They're not fucking astronauts.
No, they're not.
They're fucking passengers on a fucking ride.
Yeah, of course. They don't,
okay?
They don't do anything. They just sit there.
Real astronauts... are fucking laughing at the fact that we're calling them astronauts.
Yeah.
So fuck that.
Yeah. But I mean Bezos only invited Shatner up for the publicity, didn't he? It was a complete freebie for Shatner.
Yeah, I know.
And
yeah.
Like, you know, everybody in the world seen this because was it Captain Picard? Is you know, he's been in space on the final frontier for a fucking gazillion years in Star Trek and now he's actually gone up there. It's very good that it's very good publicity for old Jeffy boy.
Well, and Branson, Dick Van Dyke, man.
That's it.
Take him up, beat that record. Because it was funny because Shatner was saying in his interview with, or when he was talking to Bezos, he's like, you invited me on this, and I can't thank you enough for inviting me on. He's like, I don't know what those other guys are doing with their rockets and stuff, but this thing is amazing. And so now it's on, because Shatner was like, these other guys. Well, right. Now it's on. Now Branson needs to beat the record of the oldest guy. Get Dick Van Dyke up there.
If Branson takes DVD up there, I will release more dick pics.
Yes, for sure. We will be there when it happens.
That'd be fucking hilarious.
Yes. I'm a little blurry here. Damn it. There we go. Well, next in the news is what everybody's been talking about since 4 days ago.
Yeah.
Is Tom Cruise and his puffy face.
Yeah, it looks like he's either eaten too many hot dogs at the Dodgers game right there, or he's had a bit of work done, right? Or is he just put on weight? What is it? What do you think? Is it weight? Is it work? Is it work done?
It can't be weight.
It's work done, right?
It can't be weight because he's still in the middle of shooting
Mission Impossible.
So it can't be weight. This guy doesn't let weight get put on him. You know what I mean? He's got every trainer in the world doing everything.
Is he in like a fat suit? Has he got a fat head on?
Well, because remember a couple of years ago they were talking about the deepfakes of Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Like this guy Tom Cruise was going around and he had the deepfake on him. Well, obviously his son is with him, so you can't really deepfake that.
Yeah.
Even though his son looks a little big too.
Yeah.
Connor back there.
Connor's living the good life.
I'm telling you, I got a video. I should have put it on here. I got a video of them at the Dodger game a few years ago. Connor is a lot younger and a lot skinnier.
Yeah.
It's got to be fillers. It's got to be some sort of Scientology fillers that he's got going.
Mm.
And I'm not sure he should have gone to this game.
Yeah, it's not a good look for TC.
No.
Yeah.
But he looks weird, man. He looks weird. But, you know, TC could do whatever he wants, as far as I'm concerned. If he wants fillers, give him some fucking fillers.
Is he really still filming the Mission Impossible film? It seems like they've been filming it forever.
They have been. But, it's been delayed and delayed. I mean, if they're not filming it, it just got done. And there's no way he could have gained that much weight since then.
Yeah.
You know? So I guarantee it's not weight. It's definitely some sort of filler that he put in that maybe got a reaction out of or something like that.
But then why would he go to a fucking public event where he's going to be photographed?
I don't know. But you know what? He likes these things. He likes being talked about, I think. I think he likes this kind of stuff. Like the whole, release of that, that shit that he pulled during the thing, where yelling at the crew members and stuff like that.
It was just good publicity for the movie.
Yeah, I think he likes this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is that guy, look at the guy in the background right there. That look on his face. Oh,
putting a good face
on. Is that Tom Cruise? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Hey, Tom.
So that was Tom Cruise. I don't know what to say about that anymore. But he could do whatever he wants. TC, man.
So, talking about like weight gain and fillers and all that kind of shit. Did you see the pictures of Renee Zellweger on her latest film?
I did not.
Okay. Well, I can't remember the name of it, but it's based in New Orleans.
It's not Bridget Jones?
And she transforms into convicted killer Pam Hupp.
This is the killer show.
It is. And as you can see from the pictures, she's unrecognizable. She's in a big old fat suit. And there was, from what I've seen, zero controversy about her wearing the fat suit.
Oh, wow.
Whereas a million podcasts ago, you shot, what's she called?
Sarah Paulson.
You shot Paulson in a fat suit.
Yeah.
And the whole woke world, kicked off saying that they should just hire a fat actress instead. But as soon as old Bridget Jones jumped into a fat suit, no one gives a fuck.
Weird.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, people need to get their stuff straight. I don't know what...
This whole woke shit is... I've pretty much had enough of it.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty funny that one thing versus the other, you can't do anything about. You know?
Yeah.
And speaking of woke stuff... this was news, I think, last week or the week before, but it still coincides with everything that's going on and what we talk about all the time, which is the whole Pandora paper files.
Oh, the tax shit?
The Pandora papers.
Yeah.
of the world's elite that have found a way to avoid paying taxes.
Yeah, it's quite upsetting when I end up paying more taxes than Jeff Bezos and Amazon.
Yeah.
And you pay more taxes than the emperor of fucking Tahiti.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then, and, you know, and it goes along with the donations that we're always talking about that these celebrities are telling us to help pay, and they're not even paying the basic taxes of what they're doing. And we know the world's elite aren't paying their own share or whatever, but this is a celebrity podcast. And who are the celebrities that we're talking about that don't pay their own taxes? Well, there are a few. We've got Shakira.
Shakira doesn't pay her own?
Shakira doesn't pay her taxes. Well, it's not just the whole paying the taxes. It's having these offshore accounts.
Right.
These British Virgin Island offshore accounts that they have these businesses that they run all their stuff through, and then they don't pay anything on those.
Their businesses.
Exactly. Yeah. And Shakira had, I think, like 50 businesses. Claudia Schiffer had like 20 businesses.
And these are like just make-believe businesses as well, right? That they like just siphon some money through.
Some of them are real. Some of them are. Nobody knows. Nobody knows what's real and what's not. But they had multiple businesses, you know?
What a fucking joke.
Yeah, but there was a lot. There was, what's his name from the Beatles?
McCartney.
No.
Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr had some of these. And there was just endless names of people that were doing this.
Like gazillions of dollars.
Yeah. And, you know, my solution to this is, okay, cool. Well, now you got caught because we haven't heard anything about this.
No.
There was a little report in the beginning when this happened, but we haven't heard anything, right? Isn't that weird?
They just pay somebody else.
Isn't it weird that we haven't heard anything?
They don't pay their taxes. They just pay somebody else.
So it's like they're not paying their taxes. We pay all of our taxes. Yeah. Well, why don't we go after all these billionaires, right? And then deduct what taxes we... And then just give us a break for a year. Or maybe two.
That'd be so right? nice.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I fucking hate paying
That's
taxes.
The PPC suggestion to handle this kind of a thing. And then the last part of the news that I really wanted to talk about. Oh, here's good old Britney Spears.
Yeah, Brit. She got the dad off of the conservatorship.
Yes.
And then just posted a bunch of nudes to Instagram.
Well, and while we're playing these right here, it's not like we're just like, okay, we're just going to show Britney nude and she's weird because she posts all these things. Because she's constantly posing stuff like this lately.
Yeah, I love
right?
it. I love Brit.
But the fact that she says there's no photoshopping going on in these pictures.
Yeah.
And
well, she always says as well. She always says the paparazzi photoshopped me to make me look worse than I am.
Yeah.
Which is absolute bollocks. No. Because we can't sell photoshopping.
It takes tons of time to do that too.
We can't be fucked. We haven't got the time.
Let's actually touch on this then for a minute. Yeah. Because this is we've been accused of this for many years.
Yeah.
By many celebrities, right?
Yeah.
Now, someone like me, I mean, maybe there has been people in the past that have done that, Photoshop something, but it takes too much work.
Yeah.
For the payoff of what it is.
Well, and usually, like, if we get our pictures, our desks want them as quickly as possible. So literally, we just do a crop and color, and they're in. Boom, 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 boom. We don't have time to add fucking fat to your thighs to make your tits look bigger, to slim your waistline or make it bigger.
And I'm not that good at Photoshop, so I can't even make it look good where it would actually look good. Like Brit here, you know, she's obviously Photoshopped herself. And she's bent every single right angle that's on that.
Yeah,
that's the sure giveaway.
The bathtub looks like it's just a fucking what'd you call that?
Yeah, look at it right there. Look at all these. They're all bent.
Yeah, the bathtub looks different in every
single
picture.
And she says the bathtub is curved.
Yeah, bullshit.
In the background, no.
The bathtub looks like an hourglass.
It's the same bathtub, and look at it. It's just different bends and different ones. You know, like why would she post so many? Why wouldn't she just post one?
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
But this, you know, she took all of these on a trip in, what was it, like French Polynesia, she went, I think, after Jamie, her father, was removed from her conservatorship. She said, like, I'm on cloud nine, blah, 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 blah. And she's going to feature in my game a little bit as well.
Well, you know, for the people that do accuse us of doing it, Now, there might be a magazine that once they get our photos,
yeah,
maybe the magazine were to do that, or maybe the editors at one of our clients does it. But it's just too much work, and it doesn't happen.
Yeah, it doesn't. It really doesn't. It's not fucking worth our time.
Man. No,
it really isn't.
No, and it's a myth.
Yeah, we want you to look good. Good pictures sell money.
Yeah, like,
you know, it's just not worth our fucking time.
No, it's not. And I don't have any more news after that. I know there's a bunch more stuff in the news going on right now, but we gotta keep this train moving here.
Yeah.
Now, have you been watching anything?
No. But you know what? I started watching Zodiac on Netflix with old Gyllenhaal in there.
Yeah.
Just because I was working the story.
Yeah.
But when like nothing happened when we were on the story, I just stopped watching it, and I'm not gonna finish watching it.
Yeah. Just didn't hold your attention.
Well, it did. I was into it.
Because you were sitting there watching it.
Yeah, but I was into the story when I was working it. But when everyone told us to fuck off, and it seems like that guy is probably not the guy anyway, just stopped watching it.
How was Gyllenhaal?
Good. I like the movie. I've seen it before. I just wanted to watch it to kind of get myself back into the story.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, I've been watching what everybody's been watching, and it's the only reason why I started watching it.
What 111 million people have been watching.
Exactly.
The most watched show.
The most watched show.
In Netflix history.
In all history, I think, of any show ever. I mean, as far as like brand new shows, because I mean, obviously, you know, Seinfeld and Friends and stuff, they run in many countries and whatever, but I've just been hearing all the hype on it, and I couldn't stay away from the hype. I couldn't get away from the hype of it, so I started watching it for, you know, I had to try.
Have you finished it?
I have not. Here was the other one right here. Ringo. Yeah, and then who was this other one down here?
Elton John!
Yeah, Elton John was the other one.
Incredible.
Freaking hero, man.
Everybody. Anyone that's famous, I just don't pay taxes. Cheers.
I am two episodes away from finishing The Squid Game.
Squid Game.
Yes.
Now, this is a Korean show. It is in Korean with subtitles. Now, have you been watching it with the subtitles, or have you been like watching the dubbed version with them speaking in English?
Well, I've been watching the dubbed version.
Okay, interesting.
I know this is a debate talking about.
Because I haven't started it yet, but I'm deciding like whether I'm going to watch it in the Korean language and just read, or whether I'm going to watch it with the dubbed version. And I generally like to watch it in the original language and just read.
Okay, well, as far as I'm concerned, there's a couple of things about that. Number one, why would you ever watch anything in the original language and then watch the subtitles? Because there's so many things going on the screen that your eyes are focused on the subtitles and you're missing what's happening on the screen because your eyes are focused on the bottom. I'm not that quick of a reader, so that's why.
I'm very fast.
Okay. So, but what I've noticed throughout the entire show is they're talking because it's dubbed. So there's obviously a disconnect between the dub and the way they move their mouth. But the way they move their mouth, it's like Koreans trying to say things in English because it's so close.
Oh, it's
like,
close?
You can't even, it's barely off.
Okay.
So I think I feel like they're talking in English, but their English might not be good for the acting. So they've dubbed it in.
Huh. Because see, I can never take it when, like, if I am going to.
There's no way they're speaking Korean in this.
I can never get into something if the audio is off. It's not synced properly. Even like American TV shows, because it happens sometimes.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, they're talking and it just doesn't sync up.
I can't even see a difference.
I think I'll watch it in Korean.
Yeah. No, it's honestly, like, I can't see a dub. There's barely any kind of a discrepancy between the way they're moving their mouth and the dub that they put on it.
Right.
So I think you're doing yourself a disservice if you're going to watch it in Korean and watch the subtitles. Because it's so close that I don't even think you're going to notice.
Wow.
So at least that's what I've done, because I've felt emotion on it. You know, I'm totally into it, you know.
Wow.
It's a totally original idea. I mean, obviously, it's like Running Man. you know, back in the day and stuff. It's kind of like the modern day Korean version of Running Man. But the actors are really good.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, there's one woman that you just want to punch and kill her the whole time. But the actors are really good. The story is really good. The writing is really good. And just, you know, you're on the edge of your seat the whole time. I mean, there's some there's some slow parts in there. Obviously, there's some dialogue that you're just kind of like, okay, get on with it, get on with it. But that's with everything that you watch.
Yeah.
But yeah, the cliffhangers and everything that happens during it, you know, you're on the edge of your seat waiting for the next thing to happen.
Very good.
So it's awesome. And I can't wait for the last two episodes.
I think I'll start watching it tomorrow.
Definitely. It's pretty awesome. But as always, no. Let's get to some games.
I'm ready.
Okay, cool. I'm going to take care of my couple little ones here.
Okay.
My
game is extremely quick, so we will end with that bad boy.
Okay, cool. So I've just got an ivory tower for you. I've got two ivory towers for you.
And you said something about someone we talked about earlier tied in, but I've completely forgotten
who. Okay, that's probably good. That's probably good. Yeah. You'll hear it once I give you a choice.
Okay.
So these are not voices or anything like that, anything you're going to have to listen to. These are just text.
Okay.
That you're just going to have to read or you know, whatever.
Well, you can read out, right?
Exactly. And you're just going to have to guess who wrote these posts.
Who is saying this from their ivory tower.
Exactly. Who is posting this from their ivory tower.
Okay, very good.
If they are even in the ivory tower.
They are.
Okay. So this first one here. Oh, wow. Yeah. Here, let me just bring it up to this thing right here. Nope, can't even do that. Okay. I struggle with cellulite sometimes in the tiniest little insignificant
pudge
on my stomach, and I look at it at... Okay, hold on a second. I struggle with cellulite sometimes, the tiniest little insignificant pudge on my stomach, and I look at it, and it's... And it's tiny. Yet I still look in the mirror and say to myself, it's not good enough.
It is not good enough. We are good enough.
But it is good enough. We are good enough. Everybody is good enough. Now.
Huh.
Is this... Get down here real quick. Is this Bella Thorne?
Okay.
Sarah Hyland or J-Lo?
Well, J-Lo's 60. Sarah Hyland's like 25. And Bella Thorne's like 20.
I think Sarah Hyland and Bella Thorne are pretty much the same age.
I don't know. I'm going to say... I don't think it's J-Lo, because why would she say that? It's probably Sarah Hyland because she's a fucking muppet. I'm gonna go Hyland.
Going Hyland?
Yeah.
You know, Sarah Hyland is a twig.
Exactly, but
twig.
She is, but it wouldn't surprise me if she said something like that.
It was Bella Thorne.
Oh, okay.
Still, this is a 25-year-old. I mean, she got to be 23, yeah. 24, 25. 25 tops, right?
Incredible.
Cellulite. I'm sorry. Every post is about your ass.
Yeah.
And I don't see any cellulite.
I don't see the posts.
And I'm really getting sick of these people and their whole like, oh, I have cellulite.
Yeah.
But we're all perfect. We're all fine. We're all the women that really have cellulite. I hope are looking at that going, fuck off, girl.
Yeah. Come on, Bella.
Okay. On to the next.
Yeah.
So this one. The monsters after me just wiped my entire credit history. Are any U.S. lawmakers willing to stand up for me? Stand up for your me, your fellow citizen. I'm being terrorized by high-level U.S. Israeli operatives.
Oh, Jesus.
In 5 days, driven off road, apartment broken into, now this. Stop them, please.
Okay, that's Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, well, I've got it here.
I just remembered who we talked about.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I've got Alyssa Milano,
yeah.
Rose McGowan, or Lindsay
Lohan? I wouldn't. I could happily guess either of those, but because I remember I did talk about Lohan at the beginning, and you said something about Lohan, I'm going to say Lohan.
It is not Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, fuck, you little kidder. I'm going to say Rose McGowan then.
It is Rose McGowan, yeah. Yes.
Well, I mean,
they are after her, dude. They're after her.
Yeah.
Well, they give a fuck what Rose McGowan says.
I hope they get her.
Like, how the fuck does any operative, any government, anybody give a fuck what she said? And the last I heard, she's living in Tulum.
Well, she's probably had too many edibles on a night and... Jesus Christ. Twitter.
Wow.
Or something.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable. But that's all I got for the Ivy Tower.
Okay. My quick little game is called Sharing is Caring.
Okay. I'm not looking at the
screen.
You don't
have to look right now. It's fine. You don't have to look. It is three stories that we talked about earlier on.
Okay.
We talked about Dick Van Dyke. We talked about Brit getting nude and being on cloud nine after Jamie was taken off of conservatorship.
Okay.
And we briefly talked about old Bridget Jones, Renee Zellweger, in her fat suit. So, after a few days of these being online, I went and looked at the number of shares that they had. And I want to see if you can...
What do you mean shares?
Shares. The stories on Mail Online, you can share them. You can share the story. You can share it on your Facebook. You can share it on your Instagram. You can share it on your Twitter.
So these are... So these people... sharing on their platforms.
No. These stories that appear on the Mail Online being shared however many
by people, times. By other people.
By people that read the website.
Got it.
And
okay.
will post it to their social media.
So these are just random people sharing amongst other people.
In order.
Got it.
Who you think, which story you think was shared the most? Was Dick shared the most? Was Renee Zellweger shared the most? Or was Brit being naked and being, you know, let free of a conservative from Jamie being shared the most.
Okay. So these are your stories from the week.
Yeah.
Which one was shared the most?
Which one was
first,
shared
first, second,
most?
Third?
And if you want to throw out a number after 2-3 days of... you can just...
It's going to be a general number, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, just go with the order.
There's no way I'll be exact.
No.
It ain't possible.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Britney's number one.
Okay. Have you got a guess, a rough guess of shares? I don't know if you ever look on Mail Online to see how many shares they get.
You know what? I've probably glanced at it, but I have not paid any attention to it. But I'm going to say it was shared by 2 million people.
Okay, you're going ridiculously high.
Oh, okay. That's too high. Okay.
Very
fine. Then 50,000 people.
That's a high amount of shares. So yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Britney with 50K shares.
Okay. Britney with 50K. I'm going to say Renee Zellweger a second with 15,000 shares.
Okay.
And I'm going to say Van Dyke, the ultimate cock blocker, with 7,000 shares.
Well, you have the order completely wrong.
Ooh,
you
really?
couldn't get any worse.
Really?
Yeah. So in first place is Dick.
Wow.
And if you just move your shoulder, 73,000 shares.
Oh, my God.
73,000 shares.
Wow.
With Dick Van Dyke, which is an unprecedented amount of shares on Mail Online.
Wow.
You will not see that amount of shares very often.
That's awesome that they came up in the shares.
Yeah, that is a huge amount of shares for DVD. In second place was Brit with 5,700 shares.
Oh my God.
And after 2 days of the story being online, the Renee Zellweger story had...
One share?
One share.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I love it.
That's a game I'm going to bring back most episodes.
I love it.
That's quite funny.
Is that the assistant carrying the fat suit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you will not see, I don't think there's going to be a story that we talk about that's going to have more than 73,000 shares.
No. Yeah. Well, now I've got a gauge to what the shares are. So
Dick went viral.
Yeah, Dick was crazy, man. Yes, he's got a viral dick.
People love the dick.
Exactly. Well, that's it for this podcast, people.
Yeah.
We are out of content.
We are. It's been a couple of weeks, and hopefully this next one that we do will be a lot quicker, and we'll get it out to you a lot sooner, and you won't be waiting as long, because I know from the emails I've received, from the messages on social media, they were worried about us. Jedi, Mark, when's the next podcast coming?
They were. Well, they thought Jedi, they knew we went out of town.
Yeah.
And then he was lost.
Yeah.
So,
here it is, guys. We hope you've enjoyed it. I apologize for it not being as quick as the others. We got anything else to apologize for?
I apologize to anybody who we have offended at all on this podcast. Lindsay Lohan, Rose McGowan, any one of those people.
Bella Thorne.
Yeah. But that's it. And for myself and for Jedi over here, take care and be well.
See you next time.
You've got a very nice dick.